Today's weather is probably not quite so important in the U.S. as it is in South America, so for a moment we'll talk about that. The region in Argentina is getting some rain today, and it began last night across some of the very driest of the crop regions in Buenos Aires and some neighboring areas. The rainfall distribution so far has been good in most areas, but there's still a need for greater amounts of rain, especially in those old driest areas in the southwest corn and soybean production region. They did pick up a little more than 0.6 inch of rain overnight last night, but that's not enough after all the weeks of hot, dry weather. Some additional precipitation may fall today, but it'll probably be a relatively dry afternoon, and we'll likely see the temperatures heat back up again, so a lot of that moisture may be lost to evaporation for a little while. A new area of disturbed weather will likely move into southern portions of Argentina as we move into Wednesday afternoon and night. That will likely stir up a new band of thunderstorm activity across some of these drier areas in the southwest part of the country. After that, the storms will march northeastward, bringing rain to the rest of Argentina. Overall, this week, we will see most areas benefit greatly from what rain does fall. We're a little concerned about the lack of moisture in the subsoil, though, and even though crop conditions will improve for a little while, follow-up moisture is going to be very important, especially in northwestern Buenos Aires, southern Cordoba, and some immediate neighboring areas. Temperatures over the weekend were oppressively hot before the rains developed. A lot of temperatures of 100 to 108 degrees occurred, with extremes to 113. That's just too much heat for any crop, whether it's irrigated or not, and certainly crop damage resulted. Argentina's weather will continue hot in the central and north into Thursday of this week, and then we'll likely see some relief occurring as the second frontal system moves across the entire country. Until that time, we'll likely see only some areas experiencing the best improving conditions. In Brazil, weather is just about ideal, and there's no reason for us to be terribly concerned about the situation there. A number of market analysts and just general commentators out there are suggesting too much rain may fall at times. I think this is trying to raise up a little bit of interest in Brazil weather, but I can't see anything that's going to come along that's going to harm their crop. A tremendous sized yield and production overall is expected, and I don't believe that any rain delays that occur in the harvest over these next couple of weeks will do anything more than just delay the harvest. It's not going to change the production bottom line. And in the meantime, back here in the States, cold weather is certainly the biggest interest out there. Heating fuel demand will be strong over this week due to cold temperatures. Waves of it will likely occur. The coldest weather is probably going to occur on Thursday and Friday mornings. At that time, we'll likely see temperatures plummet below zero all the way down into portions of Nebraska, maybe northern Kansas, northern Missouri, and we'll likely see the cold continuing eastward across the heart of the Midwest with sub-zero readings in portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. The cold air will definitely abate from the region as we move on out into the weekend and early part of next week, but we are by no means done with the cold series of disturbances. Additional cold waves will come and go quickly across the eastern half of the United States all the way into March, most likely. We'll have our moments of warmer weather, but it's certainly not going to last very long. Snow will come and go with each of the waves of cooler air, but most of it this week is not likely to be very great, except for that which is occurring today in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. We'll look for a relatively quiet weather for a while. The big news, of course, in the western United States is the ongoing winter drought, and there will be no relief whatsoever from the plains westward to the Pacific coast over the next 7 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.